This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Kevin, could you paint a picture for me of what internet access was like in the mid-90s in Nelson?
Very scarce. It was dial-up through an company known as became known as Tasman Solutions. It started off as the planet.org.nz Nelson branch. They were my ISP, my internet service provider. I've been with them right from the September 1995. I was their very first Windows 95 customer. And then I got to know the person that ran it, and after a couple of months he asked me, would Spectrum be interested in having a presence on the internet?
And just tell me, what is Spectrum?
Spectrum is social and support group for gay and bisexual men in Nelson.
And when was that established?
Somewhere around 1990, 1991. Yes, somewhere around there.
So the mid-90s, what kind of internet sites were available for LGBTI rainbow communities?
The ones that I could mainly find were all overseas, basically American. And then the vast majority of those were actually porn-based.
Oh, really? So porn was an early adopter?
Oh, yes. It was there right then, yeah.
And what about New Zealand sites?
Very few and far between. The NZ.com had a, through Akaiko, had a small gay section which basically listed the groups available in the country, and that was it.
We think nowadays in 2018 of very rich media content websites, but back then, back 20 years ago in the 1990s, what kind of sites were available in terms of text or images?
There was full even movies and that on the porn sites, and particularly they were there. Yes, everything was there, but you had to go digging for anything if you wanted it. But a lot of it was text-based with photos or diagrams and that, which is basically the same as what the Spectrum one was.
And of course, this is pre-Google search engine.
Very, very much so. It was even back in the days before what is now known as Spark came online with their extra internet service. It goes back even before that.
So how did you find things back then?
The main ones we used back then were either the Yahoo search engine or there was another one, I'm just trying to think. Lycos was another one. Yes, there were several rather large search engines which came through. They actually came through trawled the website quite regularly.
And in terms of finding LGBTI rainbow content, what kind of words did you use?
I just usually put in like gay men, usually, and yeah, came up with screeds of results.
And this is also a time, I guess, when bulletin boards were still around.
Oh, very, very active, yes. Yeah, very, very active.
Can you tell me about the bulletin boards?
There were several. They were usually in the alt section, in news groups. There are things like alt ASSGM. So that's alt same-sex gay men, stories and pictures and all sorts of things like that were available through those groups.
And for somebody nowadays who might not know what a bulletin board was, can you describe what they were?
It's basically a place where you wrote something or had a picture and you posted it to the person who ran the board, and they posted it on your behalf and made it available for everyone else to see.
So when you were asked about establishing a web presence for Spectrum, what was the thought behind that?
Probably to give us a bit of support and so we could make our presence felt for any visitors and that to Nelson and that.
And when did the website go live?
I can't remember if it was late 1995 or early 1996. I'm probably going with the early 1996 option there because I was just becoming new to the internet. Of course, back then it was all dial-up. 33.6K modems dial-up had just been introduced, so that's how slow things were.
And can you describe what dial-up was? Because, I mean, nowadays people are just so kind of internet-connected.
It's where you basically went through the phone line. You actually had to have a special modem in your computer which converted the digital signal from the computer into an analog signal for the telephone system, and then it was converted back at the other end. And yeah, then the computer system worked as per the internet and then converted it back to you.
So watching something like a movie or even downloading images, I mean, that would have taken quite some time?
A very, very long time, yes. You get the 33.6K was the speed at the time. That's 33.6 kilobytes a second, which you take a megabyte of information, and that there was several minutes, and now you need several megabytes will come down in a fraction of a second.
So in terms of working out what information should go up online about the spectrum group, what were your thoughts? How did you gather information?
A lot of it was taken from what other people suggested and that, and also from the newsletters and various other information that I could lay my hands on. And I kept it all very, very text oriented first because of the speed issues, and so as the speed became more and more faster, the internet became more common. I gradually introduced more and more graphics and photos and things.
So, do you think the Spectrum website was one of the first, if not the first, LGBTI rainbow website in New Zealand?
I'm not sure if it was or not. GABA, the Gay Auckland Businessmen's Association, they had a web presence too, somewhere at around the same time. Whether they beat us or not, I couldn't tell you.
But still, it was quite at the forefront, yep?
Oh, yes, still very early on in the piece. I think we might have even beaten the AIDS Foundation online, but not by much.
How did you program the content into the website?
It was all done by manually typing out the HTML code, and then the files were all uploaded individually by a separate FTP program.
And so how did you learn programming?
A lot of reading on the internet. I actually found that also my ISP was very, very helpful too with giving me information and making suggestions and that. And there's been more than one email I've actually read directly off the server instead of going through my email account at home.
So why was your ISP so keen on getting kind of an LGBTI rainbow presence?
I'm not overly sure. He was very much into sort of helping all sorts of other community groups and that sort of thing. In fact, in 1999, I think it was, when we had the National Quilt Display in Nelson, they actually were one of the main sponsors for it too.
What kind of feedback did you get from people accessing the website in those early days?
We didn't get much direct feedback, but what we did get was positive. We actually had several visitors from overseas who found us through the website. We had a weekly drop-in centre, Spectrum did, and the number of people that sort of came in and said they found it on the web and everything, yeah, it was good.
When you look back, because the pages are now stored on the Wayback Machine on the Web Archive, when you look back, can you reflect on those pages?
I can remember most of the sort of doing most of it in that, and also with the newsletter and that, we put that up on there as well. All the monthly newsletter went out on too.
And just more broadly, reflecting back, what do you think the internet has done for LGBTI rainbow communities in the last 20 years?
It made it, the presence being there has become much more acceptable or accessible more than anything, and then acceptable, and sort of taking down a lot of the barriers, and that will help take down a lot of the barriers, because back then it was still very much in the days of you're gay, we don't want anything to do with you sort of thing. Whereas it's changed so much for the better now with treating everyone as equals.